Really pleased with how we played today. It's been a long time coming, I suppose. The home fans haven't really had much to shout about. And hopefully we've shown them that we're more than capable of playing well and getting a result. And hopefully we can take it into our upcoming games.
Oh, it's a real one extreme to another, isn't it? You're beaten 5-0 on the Tuesday night. I mean, if you could have just scrapped a 1-0 win today, that would have been fantastic. But to actually win 5-1 is an amazing achievement.
Yeah, it's football. It's like the gaffer says. He says it in the week. He says, I won't be surprised if we go out and beat them for 3 or 4, because we know we're more than capable, but it's for some reason or another, like you said, it just hasn't been happening. But hopefully this is kind of a turning point for us, and we can kick on now, and we just got to try and grind results. I mean, no one's expecting us to go and win 4s and 5s every week, but we just got to grind results out and try and get 3 points here and points there when we can.
And you mentioned the quality. I mean, the likes of Lee Fowler and Matthijs Pogba today, I thought were excellent, and you think they're not players that should be sort of playing at the foot of League One?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you ask any of our playing staff. I don't think any of the boys feel that they should be playing towards the foot of League One, but it's football, and it just so happens that you can be in a team where results don't go your way and you find yourself there. So, no, I thought Lee Fowler was excellent today. Not just to pinpoint him out, I thought everyone was excellent, but in particular, his delivery from set pieces, his all-round play midfield, I thought it was really good for us.
And signs that you're building up a really good understanding with Matthijs Pogba as well, because there was a couple of things, because you obviously got the flick on for your goal and you timed your run perfectly, but there was just other times where you and him seemed to be close to each other.
Yeah, I mean, Pogs is a real good player, a big powerhouse, and he brings a lot to our team, and hopefully he can start getting amongst the goals as well.
And as I say, exceptional performance today. I mean, you obviously heads must have been down after Tuesday night. I mean, how do you sort of raise yourself for that today? Is that a lot of that down to the manager?
You know what, look, obviously it's down to the manager to raise the team, but we've got a few experienced players in our team. You've got me, you've got Wardy, you've got Marvin, who've been there, and we kind of know that, look, we've got to try, and you can't keep your head down too long, because there's a game every 7 days, every 3 days, so we just had to lift ourselves and go out there and perform.
Obviously you've scored a number of goals this season. Have you had many hat-tricks?
That's my second career hat-trick, so I'm really pleased.
No shortage of confidence for that hat-trick finish, because you probably could have just rolled that into the net with the defender there, but you wanted to finish with a plump.
Yeah, just wanted to make sure it hit the back of the net. Didn't want to leave it to chance. I saw the defender drop on the line, so I just thought I'd just strike for it, and then he went in.
Importantly, you got your second goal, Crawley's fourth, because but yourself and Gavin Tomlin had missed the chance just before then. But important, you know, and at 3-1, it's still, you know, on the edge, really, especially when you're maybe short of confidence. But it's so important you got that fourth goal straight away.
Yeah, we were kicking ourselves on the pitch that we gave a goal away. I don't know if you could see, but I was screaming at everyone. I was just like so gutted that we even gave them a sniff of a chance to get back in the game. But now all round, everyone played so well. Everyone worked their socks off. And like you said, yeah, we ended up getting the goals that just kind of put the game to bed, which I'm really pleased with.